You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Sister Lavina Frances Pamet. I'm a Franciscan Sister of the Sacred Heart and coordinator of the Religious Vocations Ministries in the Archdiocese of Chicago under the Office for Religious. This is Dare to Love. Dare to Love is a program that cultivates vocation awareness in the Archdiocese of Chicago through our discussion of topics related to vocation discernment and promotion. This morning, we have a special guest. His name is Brother Michael Segvich, who, incidentally, is also the coordinator of Retirement Fund for Religious. Good morning, Brother Mike.
Good morning, Sister Lavina.
And Brother Mike is an Edmund Rice Christian Brother, or more formally, I would say your congregation's name is the Congregation of Christian Brothers, founded by Edmund Rice. Is that correct,
That's
Brother
correct,
Mike?
That's correct, Sister.
And also, if you are familiar with CAVA, I'm also the coordinator of the Chicago Archdiocesan Vocation Association, otherwise known as CAVA, under the direction of the Office for Religious. Brother Mike is also a member of CAVA, and not only do we also work, we're co-workers in the Office for Religious. Brother Mike especially helps me out when I'm in a bind because...
When you need a Santa Claus.
Oh, I didn't... That's right. I did not even think about that, Brother Mike. I was thinking more because you were a principal.
Yes, Sister, for 25 years in six different schools, 24 years of high school, 1 year of grammar school.
That's right. And so in terms of anything about education, anything about, actually, you're also a history buff.
Very much so.
And so I told Brother Mike he would be on my, or I would be on your team if ever we had to play Trivial Pursuit.
Yes, I was, yes. So the principal, former principal of Brother Rice here in Chicago told me I was going to be on his team for Who Takes a Millionaire, if he who wants to be a millionaire, if he
right.
ever needed to call somebody for an answer.
So, right. Yeah. And how long have you been with us in the Office for Religious?
I came here just this past August.
And yet, it seemed you're like a politician. It's like you're everybody's brother and friend throughout Quigley Center right now.
Well, because of my long experience in education, and also my brother was an assistant superintendent and worked in this very building a few years ago. So people know my brother John here, and some know me. And then there's also other people here that I taught in high school in other states who now are working here in the building. So it's
right.
kind of exciting to run into these people on that.
And I think it's really special. Last year in May, we had your confrere, and confrere is another, it's a Latin word for brother. Mm. Just not to confuse it with blood brother, you know, mm-hmm. like a family. But I call him Brother Jim, or otherwise known as Brother James, who lives in Michigan, but is also a CAVA board member. He's an advisory board member right now, and he's very active with the operations and programs of CAVA. And last year, we interviewed him on this program, representing the Religious Brothers Day, which is May 1st. And this year, it's May 1st, 2019. And we're going to be featuring you, Brother Mike. Oh. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
So, Brother Mike, if you don't mind, and also I'm forgetting here, this is really great because you celebrated your 50th, your golden jubilee as a brother last year.
Yes, sister. Yes. I did that here in Chicago with two other brothers who joined the congregation with me at the same time, one from Montana and another brother here from Chicago.
Right.
So we all celebrated here. Those two other brothers are ministering out of state, but we had the celebration here because most of our families and friends were here in the Chicago area.
Great. So you're a native Chicagoan?
I am, sister, yes. So from Bridgeport, St. Jerome's Croatian Church, which my parents were married there, and I was baptized there. And we have a long association with the Bridgeport area. Then moved to Oak Lawn when the family got bigger, and we're regular parishioners at St. Gerald in Oak Lawn for my parents were there for over 50 years.
Okay. And how did, so Oak Lawn, so how how did you meet the brothers then? Were you in?
Well, I have my older brother John, my younger brother Steve, and my sister Maria. We all grew up and went to public school in Oak Lawn. We had a very good education in the Oak Lawn public school system. We were regulars at catechism. I missed one Sunday in 8 years of catechism because it was the day after my aunt and uncle got married, and it was the last day that year, and one day I missed in 8 years. So 10 o'clock Sunday morning, we went to Mass. That was just a regular part of our family routine. And then my brother is 3 years older than me. When he was in eighth grade, he wanted to go to Catholic high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the nearest high school for us then was Brother Rice, which was 2 miles away. And at that time, things have changed a lot. They could not take him because they were oversubscribed. And they said, would you consider going to the brothers are building a school 3 miles north of where we lived at 77th and Central, St. Lawrence High School. He went there. I followed him there 3 years later, and that's where I first encountered the brothers.
So you missed one class.
One class of catechism in 8 years.
So you just one class, and you would have had the perfect attendance.
Yeah, for 8 years.
That's too bad. I'm so sorry. I was wondering where you were going, if it was like confession time or like, sister, I missed one catechism. No, I'm kidding.
And I thought we had another week to go after that, you know, but unfortunately I came back and said, no, it's over. That was the last, you know.
So. Right. So obviously, you're a very Catholic. You came from a very Catholic family.
Yes, sister.
And I just remembered the name John, your blood brother, your family. And I remember when you first came last year, everybody was referring to you as, oh, you're John's brother.
Yes, yes. See, family characteristics, I guess they show no matter what you do.
Right.
So it's
John, your brother John, obviously has been in the Catholic school system,
and he's currently teaching at St. Linus in Oak Lawn.
So he's still teaching.
Yes. Though,
is he younger or?
He's three older? Years older than I am.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and he's still.
He's 42.
Okay. I guess I'm older than he is.
I'm 39.
That's right. Eternally 39, right?
Yeah, yes,
so probably we can begin talking a little bit more about you'd started your vocation story, but I'm very interested because I think maybe families may not realize that really vocation starts very, very young and not even thinking about, oh, I'm going to be a priest or a sister or a brother.
Yes, yeah.
And the vocation to being a brother is very special. So how would you think your parents influenced you? How is that an influence to you, or how did you start thinking about religious life, first of all?
Well, sister, I always claimed that I was two things from birth, Catholic and a White Sox fan, and not necessarily in that order. So, and I cannot remember at any time in my life not being a White Sox fan. And also, I don't remember not knowing the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the Grace Before Meals and that. It just, you know, it's just such an automatic part.
It's in your
part.
Blood.
And that came from my parents.
Okay.
You know? Especially my mother, who I might add, 1 week from today celebrates her 94th birthday. So, and she's living in Franciscan Village in Lamont, Illinois, and we're very fortunate that she's very alert in that, and she's still very, very faithful to her Catholic religion. So
that's
a big influence.
Well, listeners, this is really a very special time for us, for Dare to Love, to have Brother Mike with us. We'll take a break, and then we'll pick up a little bit more about the Christian Brothers.
Sometimes I wonder what this journey will bring, and you guide me faithfully.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Supich about the historic meeting in Rome on the protection of children. We'll hear from Bishop Joseph Perry on the progress of Father Augustus Tolton's cause for sainthood. And we'll take you to Holy Name Cathedral, where more than a dozen Archdiocese of Chicago youth choirs joined voices in the Chicago Choral Festival and Mass.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years. Then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Rich Daniels is the director of the City Lights Orchestra and president of the Archdiocese of Chicago's Immigration Ministry Advisory Board.
It's about a safe background for the people who live here. It's about safe haven for those who want to come. And it's about a legal path that has sensible limits to it, that doesn't take $30,000 in legal fees to acquire. It doesn't take 16 years or 12 years to get yourself into that position. It really lacks any compassion and love for those people who really want to be a part of this country.
The Immigration Ministry promotes a society where immigrants are welcomed and where their cultural gifts are celebrated.
My goodness, this country would not be where we are today were it not for the immigrants from Ireland, from Poland, from Italy, from name it. It's just an amazing array of individuals who've come to our shores seeking a better life for themselves and their family.
Please support the Immigration Ministry by attending the Keep Hope Alive benefit Monday evening, May 13th, hosted by Cardinal Blaise Supich. For more information, call 312-534-8383. That's 312-534-8383.
And we are back. This is Sister Lavina, and with my guest here, Brother Mike Segvich, a Christian brother founded by Edmund Rice.
Yes.
And I needed to indicate Edmund Rice because there's also the Christian Brothers of the Midwest, which is also a congregation of brothers, but it's a different congregation than yours.
Yeah, we refer to them as the De La Salle Brothers, founded by John Baptist De La Salle. And we have a very close connection with them in many ways. Like myself and many of our brothers were educated at Lewis College out in now Lewis University in Romeoville, which is operated by those Christian Brothers. And we have a very strong friendship with them because they're very much like us in many ways, as are the Marist Brothers, because our orders are brothers only. We're not orders of brothers and priests. We're brothers only. Notice I said we're not only brothers. We're brothers only. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And certainly when you were talking about your Catholicity, among other things, like being a White Sox fan. Sorry, Cubs fans.
I'm not.
I have to admit, I'm neutral. I support anybody who has that passion. So I think I'm safe here. But
we can agree on the Blackhawks. Many of us.
Okay. okay. So, Brother Mike, I just want to go back to the influence of family and how important that was.
Yes,
and assuredly also your siblings. Mm-hmm. As a family, you really believe in practicing your faith.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
But at the same time, can you tell me a little bit more of how your discernment to become a brother? And I will ask you a little bit more, if you could, to add something about why brother and not a priest, for example.
When it came time for me to go to high school, because my brother was at St. Lawrence, and I had already met the brothers, and I had gone to many different events at St. Lawrence when my brother was in his early high school years and the formative years of the school, and my parents got very much involved. And I decided to go to the same school he did, and that's where I first met the brothers on an everyday basis. I'd known a number of them prior to that already. But just before I started high school, I contracted rheumatic fever. And I was hospitalized at the Little Company of Mary Hospital in Evergreen Park, room 606, bed 1, from August 31st, 1964 to September 3rd of 1964 when I was released. School had just started. In those days, we still started school at a reasonable time, the day after Labor Day. Now we start like August 1st, it seems. But anyway, I went to went home. And one of the brothers who knew my family there, Brother Noel T. Murphy, who came from Ireland, is one of many brothers who did, and many of whom never went home again, ever, maybe for a visit here or there, but pretty much when they came to the United States or other countries, they were there. Anyway, Brother Noel T. Murphy was very kind enough to give up his own precious free time to come a couple days a week over to our residence and tutor me in Latin, and English, math, and I was able to finally get into the actual school on around November 1st of 1964, and I didn't have to do much catch-up. In fact, I made the honor roll that first semester in January of that year, and I think that's for his selflessness was really impressed me. And then my dad worked at Western Electric in Cicero for almost 40 years. He would come and pick my brother and I up from school at the end of the day. His shift ended at 3 o'clock. He'd pick us up about 3:30. So for about a half hour each day, we would wait around in the foyer of the school and had a lot of opportunities to see the brothers who were in the community at that time and teaching in the school, to see them interact with students and that. And that impressed me. And I probably didn't realize it at the time, but later on, as I got into my junior and senior year of high school, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a history teacher. Mm-hmm. I wanted to coach baseball or whatever sport I, you know, could possibly coach. Mm-hmm. And I think that had a big influence on me to see the brothers interact that way. Mm-hmm. And then I think the main, I still remember junior year, every year the brothers had vocation week. And other brothers we didn't have necessarily in class would come in and speak to our class about the brother's life. And Brother Edwin T. Hennessy was my junior English teacher. He came into our theology class my junior year to talk about the brother's life. And that's when I first thought, gee, I might want to be a brother. And then I said, I want to get married and have a family. And then the next year, again, we had vocation week. They asked us if we might be interested. I indicated on a piece of paper I could be. A few days later, Brother Douglas Lottis comes to the door and says he wanted to see me at a break, and I'm trying to think what I did. You know, here I was, senior year of high school. I was going to get kicked out of the school and shame the family in that. And Brother Lottis said, you indicated that you might be interested in the brother's life. And I said, oh. And I said, wow, if these fellows are that interested in me, I better pursue this a little bit more. So from there, went to meetings in that, met the vocation director, Brother Thomas Collins, who will be moving into our residence in Hyde Park in the summer, and I'll be have the opportunity to live with him in community again. And from there, it wasn't so much, I mean, there was no moment where I got a telephone call from God or anything like that, but it was just there wasn't a moment I couldn't think of why I shouldn't be a brother.
And so you felt a call.
I felt a call. I said, I'm going to try this. And like I said recently, someone 51 years later, I'm still trying it.
Yes, and you're living it out.
You know, living it out.
Now, something you said about the Irish brothers that came from Ireland, that's one of your nicknames, right?
Yes, because we originally were called the Irish Christian Brothers.
Right. And I think people still do that, you know, like they would say the De La Salle Christian Brothers and the Irish Christian Brothers.
Right, yes.
Right.
Yeah. To distinguish us from them, I'll often say we were founded by Edmund Rice, because people, when they hear Christian Brothers, many automatically assume we're the De La Salle Brothers.
Right.
You know?
Now, who, I can't get this straight, who produced the wine?
Well, when we were in college, I remember somebody introducing one of our brothers and said, the De La Salle Brothers make the wine, and the Irish Christian Brothers drink the wine. So that
that's the one. I'm so glad that this is going to be recorded, because I'm going to listen to this segment just in case I can't get it straight again, I'll ask you. So we're probably due for another break, but I just want to indicate that for the third segment, after we come back from the break, maybe talk a little bit more about a Kava event that's going on in April, and also about the 2018 Synod on Young People that the Pope is releasing, the Vatican is releasing. Okay?
Tomorrow brings. Give me the grace to love and to be faithful, to be more like you. Here I am.
Hi, everybody. I'm Adam Fusilet from Dumb Ox Ministries, and we're excited to introduce our third Echo Theology of the Body Camp, held right here in Chicago. At Echo, we explore the teachings of St. John Paul II, and we dive into questions like, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? What's all of this stuff about relationships and discernment? How do I pray? And many other questions just like it. Teens and young adults join us June 14th through the 20th at St. Xavier's University for an amazing Echo experience. More information can be found at respectlifechicago.org, or you can give us a call at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Hi, my name is Sajit Silva, and I work for Catholic Relief Services in Sri Lanka. During this Lent, respond to Pope Francis' invitation to share the journey and stand alongside those bearing the crosses of hunger and poverty by giving to CRS Rice Bowl. 25% of all funds raised in the Diocese of Chicago through CRS Rice Bowl stay in the Archdiocese of Chicago to help people in this community, with the remaining funds serving our brothers and sisters in countries around the world. Visit archchicago.org/CRS to learn more about the people and communities you support through your Lenten gift to CRS Rice Bowl.
This is Sister Lavina and Brother Mike coming back on Dare to Love show. This is the Vocation Ministry Promotion and Awareness. Brother Mike, I've been enjoying myself. I hope you are too.
Very much so.
Telling your story. One of the things I wanted to mention, I keep remembering things that, I didn't really think about mentioning this about you, but you have taken part in the Kava Men's Online Discernment
I've only been really on the last one, and there's another one coming up Monday night, I believe.
Okay. So it's every second Monday of the month?
Every second Monday of the month.
Okay. And then if usually people can sign up from the Kava website, which is www.vocationskava.org. vocationscava.org, or maybe they can even call you, right?
Yes, that's
and
true.
That is 312-534-8234. So that's great because this coming Monday, and it's at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock,
7
for 1
p.m.
hour.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So then you can provide the information for them.
Yes.
Another thing that's happening with CAVA is the Vocation Discernment Weekend. And unfortunately, I will not personally be there because my community is having a general chapter. It's a huge meeting, a week-long meeting in which my community, and every congregation does this. They usually have a several days that they take time for discussion, discernment meaning really seriously having a dialogue as to what direction they're going to take for my community, it would be the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Some people might have either 4 years or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And it's also after we set the direction, after that, we also elect our officers or mm-hmm. our leadership team.
Yeah.
For the Vocation Discernment Weekend, this is for CAVA, different religious communities coming together. And you mentioned the Little Sisters of the Poor. Mm-hmm. Look about the connection. Last month, we had Sister Carolyn Martin represent her community, the Little Sisters of the Poor, talk about their 150th anniversary in the United States. Mm-hmm. So that is the location that we are celebrating, we're hosting the Vocation Discernment Weekend. Mm-hmm. So anyone, not just the young people, if you're an older vocation, anyone who is interested in finding out more about religious communities and how we live our life, about brothers, about priests, about sisters, and other ways to live consecrated life, you can attend the April 26th to 28th weekend, and there's a registration available from our website, which is vocationscava.org. Another thing, we're really short on time, that I just wanted to mention is for people who might be interested sort of wondering, well, what happened to the 2018 Synod on Young People on Discernment? We're actually looking forward to reading the full document that's being released this month from Pope Francis. There is, I think, I don't know if there's an English translation yet, but I know that there is a synthesis of this apostolic exhortation, Christ is Alive. Mm-hmm. And we will certainly be providing some information. NRVC.net, which is the National Religious Vocation Conference, also is awaiting more details, and we'll post that on their website. So the same thing with CAVA. And so last word, maybe we have about a minute left.
Yeah.
Brother Mike, if anything, why be a brother today? And what is your passion in terms of why religious, why live as a religious and choose religious life today?
Yes, as a religious brother, I'm not ordained, so I don't have priestly functions. I live vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. We usually live in community. Most of my life, the brothers have been primarily involved in education, but now we're doing a lot of different ministries. But I've always seen people, you know, wonder about the vow of poverty. I've often seen it as a poverty of time. As I said, when I saw brothers, they were acting with students in that, and that's what I wanted to be. I show as a counterculture that in this 20th century, in our world, in the United States, I can live a life like this and have a great influence on people, lead to hopefully to my salvation, and also influence young people to reach their salvation.
Thank you. You are a brother to everyone, and you have been such a blessing.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Thank you for listening. So until next month, first Thursday of the month.
This is what I desire. Speak my
Who am I? What does it mean to love? Why was I created? We'll address all of these great questions and more at Echo Chicago this June. Hello, I'm Dawn Fitzpatrick from Respect Life Ministries for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Echo Chicago is a Theology of the Body summer camp for teens and young adults. The Archdiocese is partnering with Dumox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 14th to the 20th. Registration's now open. Go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355 for more information. That's respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. Early bird pricing is available until May 1st. All of us feel an echo in our heart to explore God's original creation and His true purpose for us. Join us in June for Echo Chicago.